Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi, I'm Jason, and I am stoked for today's episode.
你啥 for today's episode?
I'm stoked. I'm excited. I'm thrilled.
就是 excited 啊，你说 stoked，我觉得 stoked 是 Jason 的一个口头禅哈。You use it a lot. 上次我说，哎，我们三八妇女节，我找到一个特别好的女性，我们可以做节目，贾玲。然后你说 I'm stoked for it. 然后还有几次又发现说，哎 ，Jason 好像不太说 I'm excited about it. I'm so happy about it. 你是很喜欢用这个挺特别的词啊。
Yeah, this is somewhat of a slang term, but it's really common, and it's good to know, because like my talking with you, I'm just using my natural English, and that's what comes to my mind. I'm stoked.
对，所以我们就今天想分享一系列，它的意思就是表达你很 happy, 你很 excited to see someone, to do something, or about something.但是呢，这些词是美国人口语里很常用、很地道的一些表达。可是对于我们中国的英语学习者来说，你可能没怎么见过他们，因为我们学习的范畴有的时候我觉得会被局限。哎 ，even Jason 就是跟我说，哦，对啊，好像我和一个英语学习者讲话的时候，我会自然 filter out 一些很口语、也许他们不熟悉的词，是吧？
Yeah, which is a shame, because if you're learning English, right, you want to learn the natural native English. And so it's good for us as teachers not to put that filter on.
对对对，其实我们作为学习者很想接触这些平时不太看到，但是 native speakers 一直说一直用的词。好， let's waste no time and dive right in. 那我们今天呢，为大家准备了有一组单词，然后呢，还有一些短语啊，都是happy and excited 的近义词。那首先我们就从 Jason 的这个口头禅 stoked 开始。So we already know the meaning, 对吧？就是很兴奋、很高兴、很期待。那这个 stoked, 它是和火有关，对吧？
Yeah, I grew up in a house in the US with a fireplace, and we had this metal rod that we used to stoke the fire, right? So to stoke a fire is to poke at it and to get it hotter, to build up the fire better.
就是要生火哈。你说小时候你家有一个壁炉，然后壁炉那个会有一个 equipment 就叫一个 stoker 是吧？
Yeah, and to stoke a fire, right, is let's say the fire is starting to go out, well then you want to stoke the fire, you want to get it going again.
对对对，在这个煽风点火啊，给它倒一倒，那就非常形象嘛。从火我们现在是讲到了我们的情绪，那 stoked 它是一个形容词，然后我们接下来所有要教大家的这些单词啊都是形容词，但一开始它是美国一个比较 regional 的一个地域性的说法 ，right？
Yeah, when I was younger, I think this was definitely more of like a surfer slang from like California, right? Hey, I'm stoked, man. That was the context you would see it in most often.
对，就比较加州，然后而且是加州，你说冲浪的人，就他们的那种态度就是很 casual, 很 laid back, 很 chill, 就是发明了这种stoked. 其实他就是说他很 excited.
Yeah, you can use it the same way you would use excited about something. You're just really happy for this thing to happen and you're thinking about it all the time.
诶，但现在这个单词已经早就不局限于 Californian surfers, 是一个 very commonly used by 所有美国老百姓的词，是吧？
Yeah, I would say not everybody uses this, but it's pretty common these days.
好，那我们就来看看它怎么用哈。
So you can just say, I'm stoked.But if you're going to be stoked about something or for something, then you have to add the jitsu and say, you know, I'm stoked for the concert tonight. I'm stoked about the party tonight.
Oh, okay. I remembered after I sent you 那个贾玲秀的大纲，然后你就说 oh, stoked about it. 就是你是用了这个介词 about it, 对吧 ?about 这个秀。
That's right. If I just said I'm stoked, it might just mean for us talking and doing the podcast, but I meant specifically I'm stoked about doing this episode.
About 贾玲. He's stoked about 贾玲. 很喜欢贾玲.
That's right. Yeah. 很酷耶。
哎，是是。那所以这个介词是 about 和 for 都可以。
That's right. You could say either one.
好 ,OK. 那看完了 stoked 以后接下来的这个词是什么呢
?Thrilled.
哦、oh, ,thrilled. 这个 T-H-R-I-L-L-E-D. 那发音可能有一点挑战啊又有舌音然后又有卷舌。Thrilled. Thrilled.
Thrilled.
So this word, 这个 meaning 和前面那个 stoked 是差不多是一样是吗
Yeah, the meaning is the same, but it definitely gives a different feeling, right? Thrilled sounds kind of formal. It sounds more, you know, something you might see in writing or something for a really truly big official kind of feeling occasion.
Stoked 可能更多是年轻人用的比较多。然后我想到我的婆婆、my mother-in-law, 比如我们说啊，就是圣诞节我们会回加拿大 and she would say something like, oh, I'm so thrilled you're coming back. 她那个 generation, 好像她那个年纪的人很喜欢用 thrilled.
Yeah, it could be that like the word stoked kind of replaced the word thrilled, you know, in a sense. So anytime
yeah,
you hear an older person say thrilled,
区别
对吧
是是是但是都很广用啊。Jason 刚刚说你觉得他的这个 feeling, 这个感觉也不太一样。其实我们两个在准备今天的节目的时候你给了我一个特别好的例子。你是说如果要去看一场 you know, rock, 摇滚的你会用一个词。然后如果是去看很高雅的古典乐交响乐你会用另外一个词是吧
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would be stoked to go to the rock show, but I'd be thrilled to go to the symphony.
Okay. 但是当然 thrilled 不仅仅局限于去看 symphony 交响乐啊。我觉得我常常把这个会用到 thrilled to see someone, 和一个人见面然后特别是有段时间没有见面的人。
Yeah, it almost feels like a more meaningful excited, right?
Yeah, yeah, 就是不光是兴奋而且像你说的可能这个含义会更加深一点。And also, you know, I always talk about being thrilled to work with very talented people. 比如说我们职场上面、啊、你遇到非常好的非常理念相同然后非常志同道合的工作伙伴。You can say, I'm so thrilled to work with all of you guys.
Yeah, and that's again in like this professional environment, right? So thrilled has a little bit more of a formal feel to it.
Yeah, exactly. 好，那我们刚刚举的例子都是 to be thrilled to do something. 然后它可不可以是就像那个 stoked 一样，直接后面加个介词，然后加名词？
Yeah, that's right. You want to be thrilled for something or thrilled about something usually.
哦，那个 about 其实我们经常就很简单说 Oh, I'm so thrilled about it. 这个 it 就是前面人家讲的是什么就那件事你说哦、oh, 好期待哦很兴奋很开心你 just simply say, oh, thrilled about it.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say you just told your friends that you got a promotion, right? And you say, oh, I'm just so thrilled about it.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe your friend, 你的朋友会说 and I'm so thrilled for you. 对吧我很为你高兴。Mm.
That's right. That's a good friend then.
对就是会为你打气的朋友哈 which brings us to our next word, 就是打气的意思吧。
To be pumped, right?
汽车去加油那个加油站一个一个的 you know the actual station where you pump the oil into your car, right? It's also called a pump.
So you can pump gas, you can pump oil, and you can also pump air into a balloon or a tire, right?
就过段时间要给轮胎打气嘛 also to pump tires. 但这里我们后面加了 ED, 形容词这里我们形容的就是人的情绪人的情感哈。那和前面的 stoked 和 thrilled, Jason, 你觉得这个 pumped 有什么不同的 feeling 吗
Well, it's not necessarily only used for physical activity, but if somebody says they're pumped or pumped up for something, I feel like it's often about, you know, a physical activity. So like a hike or some sports game or something like that.
我也觉得它是更多的用在就是一些运动是吧不管是体育比赛啊比如 athletes, 运动员 他们比赛之前都需要就是打满了气嘛，就很有斗志。So they feel pumped before a game, or they should feel pumped before a game. Even for us normal people, 不是专业运动员的。For example, before maybe a hike, 是吧？就什么出去登山啊什么的。Maybe you feel pumped about hiking.
Yeah, exactly. You could be pumped for the hike tomorrow, and you're just waiting there to get ready to start running up the hill.
Yeah, 什么 boxing, 很多人就讲到 boxing, 贾玲打拳或者很多人学什么泰拳啊什么they can feel pumped, right, before their session, their training.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're kind of filled with excitement to get started with this competition and prove yourself or something like that.
哎对对对有一种 you can't wait to get going, to start doing the thing 的感觉。
嗯没错。
但是我想到另外一个我觉得这也是个 physical activity, 但是也是一个这个psychological mental activity 面试就是又考脑力又考体力、before an interview like job interview 什么的我觉得也是 it's really important to feel pumped 就是要那个气势很高啊
yeah even if you're nervous right you still want to get pumped before the interview so that you can be confident and show off
对对对你不想在 interview 的时候 to come across very nervous 那肯定 interview results 不好嘛
Even just the attitude alone is going to show off and the person interviewing you is going to feel that excitement from you, right?
是是是 it's going to help you perform better 啊、Speaking of performing 我们接下来的这个词就让我想到了表演特别是爵士表演
Jazzed, right? You can also feel jazzed to do something
Okay, so this word, 它真的就是从爵士乐那个爵士来的哈，就后面加 ed. But here, we're not just talking about 什么听爵士乐，或者你很厉害，你是爵士乐手，你玩爵士乐，你的一种感觉。我们平常人没有音乐细胞，没有音乐才华的，也可以 feel jazz, right?
Yeah, even though the word comes from music, it's not actually only used for music, right? It just means to be excited about something, but it's a little calmer, I think, than saying you're pumped up or stoked.
对，而且之前我们在讨论今天的大纲的时候，你说你感觉和前面那个，比如 feeling pumped about something 是一种 physical activity. Feeling jazzed about something 经常是有带有一种创造力 like a creative excitement.
Yeah, me personally, if I use the word jazzed, I'm probably talking about going to like a musical show or an art show or something like that, something related to art and creativity.
Right, right. 就你不一定是做那个 actual art 的人，你就要去看 as an audience, 你也可以说 I'm really jazzed about this show, 是吧?
I imagine someone being jazzed, like an actual image of someone sitting there listening to jazz music, just overtaken by the music, right? It's about kind of taking in this creativity too.
吸收对。当然更好就是你自己就是那个表演的人啊。You're the jazz artist, feeling jazzed about your own show. 那我们两个这个录音做播客 It's also a creative venture. 所以我们也是 We can feel jazzed about recording, right? About today's show.
Yeah, that's right. So like I was stoked about the Jialing episode content, but jazzed about recording the podcast with you.
Okay, very good. Would you go as far as saying you're psyched about it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yes.
哦是吗谢谢谢谢啊你对我们这个录音这么期待的这么狂热的。
Yeah, so psyched, right? Psyched is the next example, and it's like the super excited, the most excited, right?
对你前面跟我说这个听到 psyched 就是好像你欣喜若狂兴奋到要去医院了。
Yeah, it's like you're so excited, you might need a little help, right? You can't control yourself.
对因为大家看这个词啊 psyched, 你可能会想到什么 psychology, 心理学对吧或者其实 it comes from psychotic, 疯狂的但这里的这个 psyched, 其实就是要表达一种极度极度兴奋极度狂热的那种情绪。
Yeah, it's like you're so excited, you're jumping up and down, right? It's really trying to express that you're very, very excited about something.
对，那个 Taylor Swift, 她三月份在新加坡开演唱会嘛。I remember last year, 她 announced, 她宣布她要来的时候，哇，她的粉丝就在那里 psyched, 尖叫，然后去买票啊什么。她现在 actually 要来了，我觉得到时候去看在现场的粉丝，他们肯定是 they will be totally psyched about seeing her live.
Yeah, they're still psyched a year later, right? That's how psyched they are, right? They love her so much that you imagine these screaming fans, right? Sometimes people faint when they see the, you know, the star they love so much. It's like they're so psyched they can't even handle
it. Yeah. 诶，那除了像这样的场景啊，我们还有哪里可以用 psyched 呢？比如说，我不知道吃饭啊，或者什么见一个人啊，可以吗？
Well, so for me, like, I haven't had authentic Sichuan food in forever. So I would definitely say if I was going to go eat some awesome, truly authentic Sichuan food, I would be psyched for dinner. And I would use that. Yeah.
Okay. 喜欢吃辣，喜欢吃正宗的川菜哈。这个是在我觉得在国外的朋友都特别想念，就中国你可以吃到最正宗最地道的各个地方菜。所以 Jason 就说主要是看你对这件事情的态度，就你对这个事情很期待很狂热，然后它会让你非常非常开心。 Of course, you can use psyched. 我前面问你能不能用在见一个人，然后我觉得你给我的解释特别好，你说 then that person 差不多就是要么是你的热恋对象，或者是你真的已经比如说十几年没见的当时什么大学的室友最好的朋友之类的。
Yeah, if you're saying, like, I'm so psyched to see you tomorrow, I'm guessing you're either in a relationship, a new relationship with this person, or, you know, they're a good friend from a long time ago. Yeah, and you're just like, man, I'm really excited to see you. I'm so psyched to see you.
对，就是你天天或者常常见的人， even if you're happy to see them, you wouldn't really use the word psyched.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much.
对，好，那看完了这些非常棒的单词以后，我们今天节目的最后呢，跟大家分享三个短语啊，同样来表达你非常兴奋非常期待的这个心情。好，那这第一个短语呢，就让我想到了 to be stoked about something and to stoke a fire.
Yeah, we have another fire metaphor here with fired up. I'm fired up.
Okay, 所以千万别忘了这里的 D 啊， to be fired up about something. 那觉得很形象啦，用火来形容你对这件事情的热情，你对这件事情的兴奋和期待哦。这个 fired up, 我经常会想到比如什么教练啊 coach, right? Before a big game, like the coach gets their players, like the team all fired up.
Yeah, you have a lot of these classic, you know, sports movie scenes where the team doesn't think they're going to win. Maybe they lost the last few games. And before the game, the coach is there getting everybody fired up for the game, right? Inspiring them to get excited about the game.
对，就给他们打气嘛，就给他们这个士气要提起来啊。除了这个，我还想到就明星啊，比如说像 Taylor Swift 啊，然后特别歌星他们开演唱会的时候。They will really 让他们的粉丝 they will get their fans all fired up.
Yeah, they'll walk out on stage without even singing or saying anything, right? They just look around, waving their hands, and the crowd is going crazy, right? They're firing up the audience.
还有，就有些很好的老板，我觉得也有这能力的，让自己的员工，让自己的团队 all fired up.
Yeah, sometimes a good boss, right, is very capable of getting everybody fired up with a speech, right, about the company and the team.
而且它这里就是不局限于就像你说的可能有时候是什么年会啊或者什么场合上面老板这个 make a speech, 有的时候老板他是他的能力或者他的这个沟通的能力会让 the employees, all fired up about their future, 就不光是那个 moment, 就他觉得这个公司很有未来跟这个老板干很有前途。
Yeah, it gives them this feeling like their work is more meaningful than it felt before the speech, right? It kind of puts meaning into the work.
嗯，说得很对。好的，那接下来我们要看到一个短语呢，这个是不用解释啊，非常的直接。And this phrase is...
Can't wait.
就是我等不及啦，我迫不及待啊。我觉得这句话有意思的地方就是，可能你会想说，哦，应该要说 I can't wait 吧。
Yeah, that's right. You should technically be saying, you know, I can't wait or we can't wait, but often you'll just hear people say, can't wait.
因为他太兴奋了都不想说哎，就简单一点，比如说就 Jason 哎，下礼拜请你去成都玩，或者请你去重庆玩，而且请你去吃最正宗的川菜。
Oh, I can't wait
Can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait for it.
You do often have to wait anyway, right? So, of course, when you say you can't wait, the point is that you have to wait, but you wish you didn't have to, right?
对对对，蛮矛盾的哦。哎，你说话很有哲理哎，我从来没往那一层想过，but you're so right. 哎，还有一个我们经常常用的就是 can't wait to see you.是吧？当然，除了 can't wait to do 各种各样的事情，常常也是约了人以后，就是作为一个结尾，可以说 Oh, I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you next week. You know, I'm so excited to see you. But when you say I can't wait to see you, it really feels like you wish you didn't have to wait, right?
是是 ，you are really looking forward to seeing that person. 好，那这也是我们今天节目最后要跟大家分享的这个短语，就是一种期待啊。
I look forward to, or looking forward to.
其实在日常口语里面，你经常会听到 Oh, I look forward to it. 比如说 to seeing you 什么，或者 Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to seeing you. I'm really looking forward to our party this weekend 之类的。那我想问你的就是 Jason,这个用 I look forward to 和 I'm looking forward to 两种不同的时态在情绪上有什么区别吗
So if you say I look forward to something, it definitely sounds a little more formal, right? Whereas if you say I'm looking forward to, that's more like 口语, right? That's just the way we speak naturally. So it sounds a little bit more casual, more friendly, personal.
I look forward to 怎么怎么样听起来更加的冷静更加理智但那个Oh, I'm really looking forward to. 好像就是你等不及了 you know, 就按耐不住那个。
You're really in the state of looking forward to that thing, right? Whereas if you just say, I look forward to, it kind of almost sounds like you're writing an email or a letter to somebody and it's more
yeah,
efficient.
Yeah, you're very rational. You know, you're very calm and poised, 是吧?
Yes, I look forward to our meeting tomorrow.
I look forward to meeting you tomorrow. 哦、oh, 这里还有一个语法重点、before we go, 就是我们学英语语法的时候啊老师就会跟我们说 to do something, 就是 to 后面呢要用动词的原形。诶但是我们后来发现啊英语里面有一些这个 to 后面是要加动词 ing 的比如说这个 look forward to。
Yeah, you wouldn't say I look forward to see, right? You have to say I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, 因为这里的这个动词 ing 呢是我们把它变成了动名词啊。你可能也不用想那么深反正你就记住 look forward to, 后面如果要用动词的话一定要用 ing 形式。
That's right.
好那我们今天节目呢就到这儿希望大家学会了很多非常地道的 native speakers 会经常使用的来表达兴奋来表达期待的这些不同的单词和说法。好那节目最后呢当然要非常感谢大家的收听 And we look forward to seeing you next time
That's right, we're stoked to hear from you in the comments too So leave us a message and we will also see you next time
Yeah, can't wait!